Listening comprehension. Part A. Number 1.
You don't seem pleased.
I can't believe my advisor told me to drop trigonometry. I haven't had a chance yet to show that I can do it.
What is the woman's problem? Number 2.
I thought you weren't going to be able to attend the seminar.
I wouldn't have if my employer hadn't paid all the expenses.
What does the man say about his ability to attend the conference? Number 3.
Adam said he'd be here, but the meeting's already begun. He must be lost.
I'm calling him. Maybe he can't find the room.
What do the speakers assume about Adam? Number 4.
Why did Alan leave the meeting so early?
Because he had to go to an interview.
What does the woman imply about Alan's leaving the meeting? Number 5.
I'm going to start the research to do the optional paper. Professor Adams says he'll throw out one test grade and replace it with a grade for a paper, right?
Yeah, that's what he said, and I'm going to do it, too.
What are the speakers thinking of doing? Number 6.
Only by organized teamwork will we be able to finish this entire project on time.
I'm game. What do you want to help?
What does the man mean? Number 7.
Please return this book to the shelf while you're up.
Sure. Anything else?
Well, I could use the volume of Britannica with the letter.
What will the man probably do? Number 8.
I hear Miss Nelson is an excellent professor.
Yes, she's really good at explaining difficult concepts.
I think I'm going to try to switch sections.
What is the man probably going to do? Number 9.
Did you have the interview with the computer company? How did it go?
It couldn't have gone better. But they haven't contacted me yet.
What does the man say about the job interview? Number 10.
Helen couldn't find any of the books on the list.
I couldn't either. I'm not sure what to do now.
Why not search the internet?
What do the speakers mean? Number 11.
You used to get away to your cottage quite a bit, as I recall. Are you still able to go as often with your new job?
Seldom. I hope that changes soon, though.
What does the woman say about her cottage? Number 12.
I just received a notice from the landlord. He said the rent is being increased.
What? I can't believe it. They need to spend some money fixing this place up.
What does the woman mean? Number 13.
I wish I hadn't taken that job. Now I've got to cancel the trip.
Can't you just ask for time off?
I think that would be frowned upon.
What is the woman's problem? Number 14.
Because of her health problem, I don't think Nancy can keep up this pace.
She's pushing too hard, and it's wearing on her.
What does the man imply about Nancy? Number 15.
I heard there was a fire at Susan's house. That must be devastating.
Not only that, her father started it by smoking in bed, and he's in real bad shape.
What does the man imply? Number 16.
The more I sleep, the more tired I feel. I don't know what's going on.
You should go to the doctor. Something could be wrong, or maybe it's something simple.
What is the woman's problem? Number 17.
Why don't you let me help you with that?
I can do it. It's just going to take a little more time.
I don't know why you're so stubborn.
What does the woman imply about the man? Number 18.
I've proofread the essay and run spell check, too.
Good. You know Professor Roberts is a stickler for good spelling and impeccable grammar.
What do the speakers imply about Professor Roberts? Number 19.
I haven't been able to decide which class to take. The topics in basic linguistics are interesting, but I don't care for the professor.
Why not take the literature class? Professor Stafford is teaching it.
Is she really? That's an idea.
What will the woman probably do? Number 20.
I'm thinking of going to the library tonight to get started on research.
I'm thinking of doing that, too.
You want to grab a bite to eat and go together?
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 21.
I heard that Scott turned down a scholarship to study in France.
He may still go, but he has to resolve a few things first.
He would lose a great opportunity.
What did the man assume about Scott? Number 22.
I heard Stephen was fired on Friday. What happened?
They caught him with his hand in the till.
What do the speakers say about what happened to Stephen? Number 23.
There's no way I'll pass the test. I haven't had a chance to study at all.
You hardly studied last time, and you did fine.
But the time, I was at least in a study group, so I was exposed to everything.
What does the man imply about his lack of study for the test? Number 24.
Professor Hall will put off the exam till next week, won't he?
I'm not so sure. He likes to stick to the schedule.
Well, we'd better start studying then.
What does the woman imply about Professor Hall? Number 25.
Never before have I been so insulted. I'm not going to buy any car from them.
What happened? I thought he explained things okay.
He paid no attention to me and only looked at you. He thought I couldn't get it.
What does the woman mean? Number 26.
When was the new administrator chosen?
I'm not sure, but it was announced yesterday late in the afternoon.
What does the man mean? Number 27.
I need to have my car repaired, but I can't get around without a car.
I can give you a ride. I'll take you to drop off your car, to class, and then to pick it up. If it needs to be done, let's just do it.
Thanks a lot. That's really nice of you. I'll call now for an appointment.
What is the man probably going to do? Number 28.
Will you interview with the new computer company that moved in downstairs?
Under no circumstances. The CEO used to be with my former company.
What does the man say about interviewing with the new company? Number 29.
Michelle is considering attending the University of North Florida in Jacksonville.
Really? I thought she was already registered at the University of Miami.
That's true, but she decided she didn't want to be so far from home.
What does the woman say about Michelle? Number 30.
Excuse me, I hate to bother you, but I can't concentrate when the two of you talking.
Oh, sorry. We didn't realize we were bothering you.
Maybe you could just whisper.
We'll go out to the hallway. Sorry for the interruption.
What will the woman probably do? Part B. Questions number 31 to number 34. Listen to the following conversation about renting an apartment.
I need to find a new apartment, or maybe a house.
I thought you had a great place already. Why are you moving?
It was a rental house, and the owner sold it. The new owners are going to move in.
Where do you want to move? Are you planning to get closer to school?
Either that or closer to my job. Right now, it's 20 minutes to both of them.
I have a friend who's moving out of a two-bedroom apartment on 34th Street, near University Avenue. It's a nice place.
That's great. It's close to the grocery store, restaurants and everything else. Do you know what it rents for?
I think about $500 a month, and there's a pool.
That's not bad at all. I'd love to see it.
I'll call my friend and see if it's still available.
Number 31. What had the woman assumed about the man's current living arrangements? Number 32. What does the man say about the location he prefers? Number 33. How does the man react to the suggestion made by the woman? Number 34. What does the woman offer to do for the man? Questions 35 to 40. Listen to the following conversation about student housing.
Excuse me, I understand that this office helps students with housing. Is that right?
Are you a student in the intensive English program? May I see your ID card? Yes, we can certainly help you. Where are you staying now?
I just arrived yesterday. I'm staying at the hotel across the street.
Okay. Please complete this form. Will you be living alone, or do you have a family with you? Or, would you be interested in sharing housing?
Yes, I have a wife and child. They aren't here yet, but they'll be coming as soon as I am settled in. My daughter is 4.
Okay, so you need a 2-bedroom apartment, or would you prefer a house?
An apartment is fine, preferably close to school.
We have 2 choices available. This 2-bedroom is 2 blocks from campus, but it doesn't have central heat and air. There is a slot in the wall for a unit air conditioner if you want one. It's $500 a month. Then, for $650 a month, there is this one. It's in a modern apartment complex, about 10 minutes from the university by bicycle, but it's closer to shopping, a movie theater and other things. And the complex has a swimming pool and a laundromat.
Could I see them both? I'm not sure which I would want at the moment. Sure, I'd love to be closer to school, but my wife and daughter would probably like the benefits of the other one.
Sure. We can go right now if you would like.
Number 35. Where is the man living currently? Number 36. Who does the woman imply is eligible for help by her office? Number 37. How does the woman seem to know the man is in the intensive English program? Number 38. What size apartment does the man say he needs? Number 39. What does the man seem to think is the most important difference between the two apartments the woman discusses? Number 40. What does the woman imply is the biggest drawback of the less expensive apartment? Part C. Questions number 41 to number 45. Listen to the following talk about cabbage.
Today, we continue talking about vegetable and fodder plants. We spoke of other types of these, including kale and collards, previously. Today, we will review what is normally referred to as cabbage in common conversation. Cabbage is a common vegetable native to England and northwestern France, but now grown in many parts of Europe, Asia, and the American continents. There are three kinds of cabbage, all with the same characteristic: the leaves grow very close together, forming a hard, round head. The three types of cabbage are white, Savoy and red. While the white and red cabbages have prominent veins in their leaves, Savoy has wrinkled and blistered leaves. All forms of cabbage have succulent leaves covered with a waxy coating. They are low in calories, have little fat, and are an excellent source of ascorbic acid, minerals and bulk, which helps digestion. Cabbage seeds are quite small. Farmers normally sow the seeds in rows that are about 36 inches apart. After young plants have sprouted, the rows are thinned to allow a space of 18 to 24 inches between plants. Cabbage is a biennial, meaning that it grows vegetatively one season, and its flowering and seed production occurs in the second season, after which the plant dies. Cabbage plants grow best in mild to cool climates, although they will tolerate frost and maybe even colder climates. Very hot weather affects the quality of the cabbage and impairs growth. Please read the materials provided, and then we will discuss Brussels sprouts, cauliflower and broccoli.
Number 41. According to the speaker, what is a biennial? Number 42. According to the speaker, where was cabbage originally found? Number 43. According to the speaker, what is the main difference between the types of cabbage mentioned? Number 44. According to the speaker, which of the following is not a characteristic of all cabbage types? Number 45. Which type of plants does the speaker say was discussed previously? Questions number 16 to number 50. Listen to the following speech about coral reefs.
This is a coral reef, which is a very important part of our environment, not just for our personal enjoyment, but for many other reasons as well. Coral reefs have suffered greatly in recent years, but they are making a comeback, thanks in part to a group of volunteers, who make it their business to monitor and nurture them. The United States has 425,000 acres of coral reefs, the majority of which are in Hawaii. Generally, coral grows about 1 inch a year. Besides providing a habitat for lobsters, fish, and other sea life, coral reefs are important because they are used for bone grafts, for developing pesticides, and for providing natural breakwaters, to protect coasts from erosion. They are also a natural source of beauty. Besides careless treatment by tourists and officials, one major problem for coral reefs is the result of environmental changes. In 1998, El Niño caused the warmest ocean temperatures ever recorded, resulting in the death of necessary algae and, ultimately, the bleaching of the coral itself. The natural color of healthy coral reefs comes from the algae, but the death of the algae bleaches them white. The fact that the damage generally appears closer to the surface is further proof that higher temperatures are the cause of the problem. Because of the tremendous importance of coral reefs, the United States government has funded numerous projects to assist in bringing damaged reefs back to life. We aren't out of the woods yet, but things are looking up for the reefs and the natural inhabitants of them. In 1998, it was determined that 15% of the world's reefs were dead, but lately, some have recovered. As the reefs recover, the inhabitants thrive again.
Number 46. What does the speaker say about the health of coral reefs since 1998? Number 47. According to the speaker, which of the following is not a reason why coral reefs are important? Number 48. What does the speaker describe as a major cause of coral reef death? Number 49. What does the speaker describe as the relationship between coral and algae? Number 50. What has been done to improve the health of coral reefs?